The Civil War has shaped American identity, society, and politics the most because it created modern America. The Civil War had a great effect on identity because it changed the way that Americans viewed their country and also the way that the world viewed America. After the war, Americans started saying the United States is instead of the United States are. They were unified. There were no Confederate states and Union states. America was just one big country. The war made the other countries in the world take notice of America. It put the country on the map. The world started seeing the U.S. as a force to be reckoned with because the fact that America could be so divided and fighting and so angry, but then make up and come back stronger and more unified really shows the strength and the willingness that Americans had to preserve unity and keep their country strong. Civil War had an effect on politics because it changed the way that the government worked. Of course, there were the three very important amendments, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. But more importantly, it created the government that is in place today. After the war, the states lost power and the central government got stronger in order to prevent the state any states from trying to leave the country again. And this created the government that is in place today, where the central government has more power than the states, and the states have to follow the rules put forth by the central government. The Civil War also had a great impact on culture and society in America. One of the more obvious changes in society was that slavery was outlawed in the 13th Amendment. So all of the slave owners in the South had to release their slaves, and that created a change in the economy in the South because they had been heavily reliant on the cotton and other crops that their slaves would harvest for them. And without the cheap or free manual labor, they had to totally change how they made money. Abolishing slavery did not necessarily get rid of the race issues in the South because there was a lot of tension between the former slaves and the slave owners, and also just other white people who didn't think that African Americans deserved rights. So they denied those African Americans of their rights. And there was violence and anger toward them, which ended up leading to the Civil Rights Movement, which finally resulted in the African Americans being awarded the rights that they should have had from the start, the rights that all Americans are supposed to have outlined in the Constitution.